This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Drake May in his press conference this week at Gillette Stadium with maybe my favorite quote from him all year, certainly my favorite from a press conference, something we got to go take from the Buffalo Bills Sunday at Gillette Stadium. Before we get to that, though, quick reminder, 4:30, QB under the tree, another autographed football signed by a current, like Drake May, or former Patriots quarterback like Tom Brady. We gave that away yesterday. We've given away a lot of footballs. They're all pretty cool. Whether you want to keep it or re-gift it, be the cool uncle, pass it on to a kid, whatever. You should be listening at 4:30. You need to know the play call that they gave out this morning on the Greg Hill Show. And at 4:45, we'll have our weekly conversation on the phone this week with Andrew Razor Raycroft about the Bruins, the playoff-bound Bruins, it would seem. We'll have to ask him about that and much more at 4:45. But right now, we need to look at this battle, where I love the phrase that Drake May used, Fitzy. There's something we have to go take, which is interesting because you're at the top of the division. Right now, these standings, not past, I know the 5 years and everything that happened, but if that's the mentality this football team has, we got to go out on our home turf on Sunday and take what we believe is ours, what we want to achieve, qualify for the playoffs, win the division. I think that's impressive for a young football team. They're not resting on their laurels. Wow, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing if we split with the Bills. No, no, no. They want to go out and take the division. I think that's a great way to look at it, Fitzy.
I haven't heard, well, we're two games up on them in the division. I haven't heard we've got the tiebreaker. I haven't heard, well, last time we played them, it was in their house and we won. All I keep hearing is the right messaging. This, to me, is like the surest sign that whatever Mike Vrabel is preaching is getting home, and then it's getting into the hive mind in the collective and being shared. And that's exactly what you want to hear, because Buffalo is not coming to Gillette Stadium Sunday to hand deliver or serve underneath a cloche your first division championship in 5 years. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to wheel out a dinner cart and go, "Here you go, gentlemen. Congratulations on taking it from us." You're going to have to fight and battle your ass off to get the title on Sunday from them. And I think it's great. It's awesome messaging from the QB.
And if anything, Ted, you're going to have to probably play better than you played the first time, which admittedly, we didn't know the Patriots were good the first time these teams played. They were 2-2. They had a couple losses. They could have been 1-3, that Miami game, the whole thing. We didn't know who they were. And the Bills did help you out. The Bills did have some turnovers and penalties and the things that Curran just talked about. You're going to have to play better than you did the first time if you want to sweep the Buffalo Bills.
Hold on. Chat GPT, what is the definition of cloche?
I had no idea, Ted.
Let's see. What does Chat GPT say? Cloche is the definition. Yeah, no. No, it's cooking and dining enclosures. A well-shaped cover placed over a plate of food to keep it warm or to create a dramatic reveal when serving. They can be metal, glass, or ceramic.
Oh, those fancy silver things they put over, like, nice food in that Geico commercial that
that's
I watched?
That's it. Yep.
Learned something today, Fitzy.
I did not know. That's a good word.
Got closer to being smart.
So, as Tom Curran pointed out, the Patriots forced three turnovers. They were plus two in the turnover battle and still barely won a game.
Yeah.
So that running game that was so dominant for the Bills to start the season, well, they still have it. They're still the number one running attack, like rushing attack, like they were in week five. So, look, you know, it just they're going to learn something from that game. They're going to be better prepared. They're not going to be caught off guard like maybe they were in the first game. So I feel like they lost a little bit of their mojo. I feel like they've kind of captured that.
Oh, yeah.
I think last week was, you know, a big win. So I think they're feeling themselves. So I think you're getting Buffalo at a time when, you know, the running game's still at working. The secondary's still one of the best secondaries. And I just think they're feeling themselves as a team. And they feel like, look, they're not ready to hand over the AFC East to the Patriots right now for the, you know, starting now for the next 10 years. They're going to have something to say about it on Sunday.
It's funny you bring that up because that was Dan Ball's question that he wanted to get into. Is this a one-off, Fitzy? Are we looking at, let's just say the Patriots go win on Sunday. They win the division. They get their hats, their T-shirts. Are we looking at a changing of the guard? You know, the Bills took, you know, accepted it, I guess, from the Patriots after Tom Brady left, and they get 5 years. Is this the next window in the AFC East? Are the Patriots set up to own the division for a significant period of time, or could this be a wake-up call for the Buffalo Bills where it's like, oh, you know what? We can't just let Josh Allen show up and play with who knows who and who knows what. And is this going to be like a feud that was brought up, a rivalry this week to Mike Vrabel, this rivalry? How do we feel? Short term is one thing. How do we feel where this is going long term between these teams?
Long term, you have a rivalry. I do not think this is a changing of the guard in any way, shape, or form. The Patriots took advantage of their schedule. Their development is way ahead of curve. And the Buffalo Bills have stumbled with what is largely perceived to be their clankiest roster over the last 5 years. Advantage Patriots. Next year, Buffalo's schedule may not be as difficult. Perhaps they will learn, because I know Bean does a great job drafting and developing drafting players for them, rather. I'm not sure if McDermott will be back personally. I imagine they're going to lose Joe Brady potentially to another opportunity since his name continues to circulate as a head coaching candidate in the NFL, but I think Buffalo could very well fight back and take it next year. I'd love to watch them go back and forth and have a good rival and a great competitor, setting up Allen versus May as a great, I don't know, Kelly versus Marino, or a great QB dynamic and rivalry for the next 10 years. But I don't think, I just personally don't think this is like, and thus begins a new 7-year run for the Patriots.
Yeah, no, I agree, Fitz. As long as Josh Allen's there, they're not going anywhere.
Right.
So as much as we like to kind of talk in those terms, they're not going anywhere. I am curious. Do we trust, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, do you like your general manager? Because he was under fire big time this summer.
Oh yeah.
For not putting enough weapons around Josh. Is it, you know, do we think he's a capable general manager? And if not, I mean, that's a good sign for the Patriots. But a lot of people there aren't the biggest fans of their front office and really building a team around a special quarterback. It feels as if I think the fans are down on him.
Yeah, it definitely. And I forget whether it was McDermott or the GM that was on the radio in Buffalo and they were asking, and he got really defensive.
It was Bean.
General
manager, yeah.
Really defensive. Yeah. And if you look at the expected cap space, which plays, it's not the be-all, end-all, because we know the NFL salary cap is sort of, you know, it's crap. F with it and move it. Yeah, it is crap. You're right. Yep. But it's a number we have right now to work with. The expected cap space this offseason for the New England Patriots, $49 million they head into the offseason with. The Buffalo Bills, negative $2.9 million. So they don't have a lot of money, and that goes into the GM, like building and making decisions. Free agents for the Bills, Joey Bosa, Matt Milano, Tre'Davious White will be free agents on that defense.
Matt Milano.
Matt Milano is a key player for them on that defense.
He keeps getting hurt, though.
And offensively, they continue to try to find receivers and they can't find, it's kind of similar to the Patriots. They can't find that go-to guy. I know Shakir, he kind of likes or whatever.
Are you surprised they let go of Matt Collins?
With what they have, yes. Yeah. But Keon Coleman has not developed into what they thought he was, and the Patriots were interested in him, if my memory is correct. So, yeah, no, it's interesting. Both of these teams, I think, have a lot of work to do in the offseason. And Fitzy, you're right. In New England, we at least know who's doing the work, right? It's Mike Vrabel's the head coach. Mike Vrabel runs the personnel department. In Buffalo, new stadium, is the window closing on this era? Do you have a new coach, a new offensive coordinator? I will throw a name out there that is going to be available, that Brian Daboll, right? The best of times. We've lived it here in New England. Josh McDaniels leaves, and then he comes back.
I don't think he's the head coach.
Okay, so maybe the OC for somebody. I don't
like
know.
Josh. Come back and just be the OC. I think they need – I just don't think McDermott is the best head coach for Josh. But if you bring in a coordinator like Daboll, I think you can live with McDermott as the head coach.
I also think McDermott fits. He needs – and I don't know if he doesn't have one or needs a stretch. He is weird in game. Sometimes it's like he freaks out. Clock management, timeouts. It's like it starts going too fast for him and he doesn't know how to react, Fitzy.
I'm not a big fan of McDermott at all.
He's wound up tight, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's humorless. I just, you know, this is just a small, soft off point. But back to that 2021 game, Andy, where the Patriots ran the ball but every play but three in the game. And then afterwards, McDermott was addressing the media, and there was that overhead speaker thing going on, and everyone else thought it was funny. But McDermott, you know, didn't. Obviously, he was also frustrated by the way his team played and the fact that they lost that night. I just don't see, you know, I bet Josh Allen, see so many Josh's so little time. I bet he would love for Daboll to come back. And I almost wouldn't wonder if he wouldn't appreciate Daboll coming back as, you know, head coach slash play caller. Maybe he learns. I don't know what he may have learned from his experience in New York. Probably don't bet on Daniel Jones to complete a season, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's change this offseason, especially if they don't make the playoffs. Now, they should at least win 11 games and make it to the wild card, be like the 5 or 6 seed. But if they miss, goodbye.
Especially in a year in which the AFC is down.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, this is, to me, I think Fitzy's onto something. I mean, to me, if I'm the owner, I'm like looking at this team critically and with an eye towards, if they don't get it done this year, then we got to do something. You don't do an overhaul, but you make some changes that are significant.
And especially, I haven't looked at the strength of schedule comparisons, but only 3 of their games.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Games is different than yours.
Right.
You're in the same division. You guys are playing the same basic games. So your schedule is not the hardest schedule you've ever had in Buffalo. The playoff competition is potentially down. So there's a lot of factors. This is going to be a disappointing season. Okay, so we looked at it kind of from the Buffalo, but what about the team here? What about the team that can win the division for the first time in 5 years or 6 years on Sunday? There's a lot of potential changes for this team, right? Like, I don't think this is a team that you're just going to run it all right back, right? You're going to have money, and you're going to look to upgrade in a number of places, I would think.
Yes and no.
Decisions to be made.
More than 2/3 of the team has been overhauled already this year. So I don't know if you're not going to do the same overhaul next year.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Steph Diggs. His contract gets weird after this. There's not a lot of guaranteed money. It was kind of a one-year deal. We'll figure it out.
Are you saying, do you commit to him?
Yeah. Do you marry him?
I mean,
do you see what's out there for free agents, trade wide receivers?
I would.
See, that's change.
Can you have both? Can we keep Steph Diggs and go get a big name free agent? I think, if Steph can get through the whole season, and they don't have any issues.
Yep.
Then I think he's passed the test. Then you give him a 2-year deal extension, and then see how it goes next year. But I think you keep Steph, but then you go get another. He's not really a number one. He doesn't solve your number one. And it is interesting. Does Josh want a number one? Does Mike, now that he looks at how the team has played, does he want a number one surefire wide receiver that you just go to? I mean, part of what makes Drake good is that you don't know who he's going to highlight from week to week in different situations. So you can't necessarily game plan against the Patriots.
Can I try to answer that, though, with a little bit of history? Experiences for those two guys you just brought up, Josh and Vrabel. So Vrabel, if you believe the narrative, everything hit the fan in Tennessee when they traded A.J. Brown away, right? Yeah. They lost their number one. They tried to replace him. Didn't work. And the first thing, or one of the first things Josh did when he arrived in Vegas, was trade for Devontae Adams. So both of them would have seemingly views of how important a number one wide receiver could be.
Yeah.
Moving forward, Fitzy, Stephon Diggs. Do you think Stephon Diggs is here for the long haul, or would the Patriots have a new number one wide receiver next year for this little long-term approach thing?
I don't see A.J. Brown and Stephon Diggs being able to share the mantle.
What'd you say?
I do not believe Stephon Diggs and A.J. Brown will be able to play nice and get along copacetically, sharing the mantle of wide receiver one, alpha, the man. You're the man now, dog. I don't. And if Mike Vrabel really wants a reunion with A.J. Brown, that could very well come at the expense of Steph Diggs. I'm sure he'd probably say, hey, I got my 23 mil. I rehabbed my image. Thanks so much, guys. And he and Cardi B can go put some smoke on some other franchise on his final deal. But the A.J. Brown thing is certainly no guarantee. You don't even know if Vrabel's going to want the reunion with him as well. There is a chance that they might just say, hey, guys, things are working really well. Last thing. You have to wait and see. We have to obviously see the way the rest of the season plays out. I'm with you, Ted, 100%. This complement of receivers, backs, and tight ends, and the distribution from Drake May has been brilliant. Brady-esque, McDaniels has got him dishing the dime everywhere. But over the last couple of games and into the postseason, if a lack of a true go-and-get-it, like, this is my guy I can throw to in the clutch, hurts the Patriots, I wonder if they then wouldn't address it in the offseason.
Let me ask you guys this. You two, behind the glass there, too. You jump in on this. Would you rather have one wide receiver who's in the top 10, or would you rather have four wide receivers who are in the top 50, like the Patriots do currently have right now, which is four receivers graded in the top 50 wide receivers in the NFL?
I'm taking the four.
Me too. Me too.
I'm taking the one.
Partly, a lot of people would take the one. I come from an old school where I think it's better if you have more options as opposed to just one. Because what if that one great receiver gets hurt?
Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah,
then screwed. We lose. Mm-hmm. But what if that one great receiver has a great postseason? Then we go to the Super Bowl, and I also will lean on my guy Drake May to make whatever the next four guys good enough.
Just so people understand what I'm saying is the Patriots this year have four wide receivers that are in the top 50. According to PFF, as far as grades on wide receivers versus last year, they didn't have any. And so it just shows you that there's depth and there's versatility on this wide receiver group that they didn't have before. And so it's just an interesting kind of debate. Do you want one great one or four pretty damn good ones?
Okay, well, Tim wants to debate it. Tim in Hanover has a thought on a number one wide receiver. What's up, Tim?
I've been saying and crying for that all along. Ted, you're so right, man. We need a number one, and the other one we need is the number one guy that's a lineman. I'm telling you right now, after that, we can pluck and pick, but we got some good wide receivers that can complement the one and the two.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. I know he has three Super Bowl rings, and I know he played for the team.
He meant Andy, yeah.
But no, I think he meant, I don't know what he meant, but he said Ted took the four.
I did. Okay. He just, you know, he didn't hear that part.
I'm very worried about you.
Andy
what
said
you're
that.
Ted, you're so right.
Yeah.
You know, just hey,
maybe, maybe Tim enjoyed a quick stop by Uno's or TGI Fridays for an early pop on a Thursday, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It feels good when somebody says, Ted, you're so right.
And he said it with like passion. Yeah, yeah, conviction, oh, yeah. Emphasis.
And then Ted, you're so right. Here's Andy's point.
All right, let's go back to the phone line 617-779-7937. Derek in New Hampshire. Is Ted right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you, Derek.
Yes.
What do you got
so
on Diggs?
I was just calling because, I actually saw last night Stephon Diggs' YouTube. He actually posted a video, and it really highlighted how he's changed his thoughts and, you know, who he is as a player. And it truly seems like he has truly changed. He's gotten older, like he was saying in the video, and how his goals are set now, and he has a plan on what he wants to do. I'd highly recommend going to check that out because it's a cool insight to what he's thinking and what he's doing now.
All right, thanks for the call, Derek. And Curran brought that up. Like, yeah, we all age. We all mature. We all have experiences and then look back on and be like, you know what? Probably shouldn't have done that. That was not the best idea. So
you're getting him in maybe at the right time in his life you know, you look at, you know, if we were to call people from Buffalo and we asked them, what do you think about Steph Diggs? Like, you know what? Enjoy him now, but eventually he's going to, okay. And then we call Minnesota. Hey, what do you guys think of Steph Diggs? Hey, enjoy him now, but you know what? This might be the time he might actually grow up, figure out his issues and not be the same player he was at those other two stops because he's figured it out.
But the flip side, Fitzy, is, and I know we're up against, we'll go quick, but Fitzy, he's not a true number one. He's your number one. Like, you're not putting him up against Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson.
Well, was Deion Branch, like, how many number, you know, back in your day, Ted, how many teams would he have been a number one on?
Yeah, I don't think a lot.
No, and that's why he wanted number one money, and Bill kicked him to the curb.
Which was a huge mistake, and then the Brady got him back a couple of years later. Deion Branch on the 06 Patriots. They have four Super Bowls, no doubt. But he's your number one, and what matters most is that he works for this team now. And again, you cannot quantify what he has brought in terms of spirit, dynamics, and leadership.
No,
and I'm sure everyone on that team would probably tell you as much.
Yep.
Steven, John, the rest of you lining up, 617-779-7937. We'll get to you after the break. We will also have QB Under the Tree up next here on WEEI Afternoons. We're giving away another Patriots autographed football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.